My man, OC, you know I love my NFL Game Pass. Well, they've given us our very own discount code. If you get NFL Game Pass Pro subscription, you can use Jason and OC 15 for 15% off. You get access to up to 14 live games every week and a host of other content on demand.
What song are you giving us?
That's Riches and Wealth, bro.
Riches and Wealth.
Forgive me for being myself.
Oh, forgive me for being myself. Yourself.
I want the money, the power, the dollar, and all of the riches and wealth.
Okay.
Being broke is back for my health.
Health.
Being broke is back for my health.
My health.
I want the money, the power, the dollar, and all of the riches and wealth.
Well, let me tell you something about that.
Forgive me for being myself.
Let me tell you something I love about that. Money, the power, the dollar, and being in this country, one thing I always was jealous of is that healthcare is not going to knock you off your block.
Nah.
It's not going to knock you completely off your block because of the NHS.
Yeah.
And in America, that is one of the main culprits to bankruptcy is a health scare that wipes you out.
Yeah. Finishes you off.
Yeah, finishes you off. So it's one of my... You know, you come, I'm here, I love it, and it's one of the things I'm completely jealous that I don't have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have it.
You have it.
Yeah.
I still pay for my own insurance.
Yeah.
But I have global insurance that covers me here, which is cheaper here compared to the U.S. by far.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
Shout out to healthcare. Shout out to the
shout
NHS.
Shout out to NHS.
Yeah.
I really appreciate the NHS.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, you and a lot of people, man. I mean, it is comforting being able to see that and witness that and just thankful that the people demand it.
Shout out to my father also for, you know, having a foresight.
Yeah. Of birthing you.
Birthing me.
In
England.
Yeah. The man shout said, this is what we going to do.
Yeah. Shout out.
Shout out to the man himself who made it all happen, who, because of his sacrifices, I mean, you have some beautiful brothers and sisters, so.
Yeah.
Good thing.
Good, 13 of us.
Good family tradition.
13 of us, bro. Yeah. All college graduates, mind you.
All of it.
Imagine that.
I know.
That's incredible.
I was speaking to people in my family about the movie that we've discussed with Robert De Niro.
Yep.
It's Al Pacino. Sorry.
Which they're in both in quite a few movies together.
I'm talking about, I just went mind blank.
Okay. It's important.
The Godfather.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That was Pacino.
I was both. Pacino and De Niro in Godfather.
Yeah, both of them, right? Yeah. Okay. And talking
So you were right.
Yeah. So talking about how your father used that to teach you about different personality styles.
Yeah.
And when I was in business school, the whole class was based on that book. And I was telling somebody about that as we watched a movie. And they were like, wow, that makes a lot of sense. So shout out to your dad.
Yeah. You know what I realized? I found this out. Was this yesterday or 2 days ago? Blew my mind. The Queen of England.
Yes.
The Queen of England can trace her lineage back 1,200 years. That family has been ruling England, that bloodline, for 1,200 years, Jason.
It's all about understanding and tracing the bloodline, right? That's how you stayed in power through those 1,200 years. It's important. So that would make sense that they are able to do that.
1,200.
Amazing.
One family. 12. Can you imagine how entrenched they are in this society? 1,200 years.
I guess you said the key word, right, is understanding your history. We always talk about that with topics we get into is like understand your history, understand why you think the way you do, why things are the way they are. And if you can trace your history back that far, you have a real, true understanding of not only who you are, but the ways in which you've had to adjust, understand things because you have all this history and you can see you know, the people in your family and how they have the things they have done.
It's amazing.
You can learn from it.
It's incredible.
It's your personal history.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So what's up, man? What's going on?
Oh, man, you know, just the NFL never disappoints.
Never.
But life never disappoints. We had a good workout yesterday. Mm. We usually work out together, but you can't do that now.
Yeah.
So you put me on a couple of Zoom classes. We're mm-hmm. doing one of our new one is Zoom Pilates. And
Pilates.
It dominates me.
It's tough.
Got on the bike after that to the Peloton. If the Peloton wants to, you know, sponsor us, yeah. I'll take that on.
You just said Peloton.
Yeah, but that's just as a friend.
Did you pay full price for your bike?
I did get a discount.
How much of
Not
a discount?
Not significant.
Oh, okay.
But what I did get is during the lockdown, shout out to Till, who works with us. I was able to get like expedited shipping. So mine came like in a week when other people were waiting months.
Quickly.
Yeah, quickly.
I got you.
So I had to give them love.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that cool?
Well, I mean, I don't have a Peloton. So as long as it benefits one of us.
But I saw you get another device sending an email.
Oh, yeah. That happened.
And that email was responded to quite quickly.
The same day.
And you had your device.
I did.
Yeah.
The same day.
Exactly.
VersaClimber.
Yeah.
They get a shout out. Shout out to VersaClimber for how incredible they were.
Exactly.
I sent them an email. They responded.
Yeah.
And they brought me the VersaClimber literally hours before the lockdown started.
You see what I'm saying?
I would have been in big trouble, J-Bell.
Yeah, you needed that.
Big trouble.
You needed that.
Yeah, big trouble.
You would have been in it. You would have been upset if you didn't get your workouts in.
Yeah. I got my workout in this morning. Almost died.
Now, that says a lot about a workout because I haven't seen you push through. I need to know all about this workout. What happened? And okay. I'm glad you're here right now.
Okay, so let me explain. I got to tell you the whole story because it's not just about the workout.
I need the story.
So this weekend was a big weekend for my stomach.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you was...
It was a massive weekend.
I thought, you know, we had a birthday.
Yeah.
So.
Forget that. It was a massive weekend.
Okay. So it was first team all stomach. Your stomach Woo! Represented this weekend.
Ooh, J-Bell. Oh, I'm talking about, I started Friday, right? I woke up on Friday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And after the show, you know, like, I was just like, you know what? I'm not doing anything today. So I just sat down. Big pack of custard cream cookies.
Ooh.
Boom. Laid down, watching TV. I smashed them all. The whole pack. I said, Layla. I'm laying down like this. I'm like, Layla. ¿Por qué? Fazerme el pipoca. Which is, please go make me some popcorn. Uh-huh. Please. Please.
Please. Please. Por favor.
Like, no problem. Big bowl of popcorn. Boom. I was like, listen, this doesn't have enough salt in it. Some salt in the popcorn for me. She's just taking good care of me. As I'm laying down, because, you know, I worked hard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she's rubbing me down. I'm like, what do you want to eat today? She was like, burger? I was like, you know, I usually don't eat meat, but go ahead. Let's keep the party going. Burger.
Let's keep the party
Fries.
Going.
This started Friday. Saturday, I go play, you know what I mean, some footy. I'm running around outside.
You play Saturday and Sunday?
Both days.
Wow.
Both days.
Wow.
So, we come back in. How do you feel about some pizza, Layla? She's like, you know what? I'm okay with that. So we order three pizzas for everybody in the house.
Oh, my gosh.
Sunday, same thing. So Monday comes around, and I'm like, you know what?
Oh.
I've had a very, very rough weekend, right?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So today I'm going to go the opposite direction, right? I bring it back in.
Mm-hmm.
So I see you on the Zoom.
Uh-huh.
I order like a nice light salad.
Okay.
That's
okay.
all I had.
Okay. Post-Zoom?
Yeah.
Post-Zoom. Pilates?
Salad. Mm-hmm. Nothing else. Dinner, I order like some beans, and it's like beans and, you know— some broccoli.
Oh, you went back to standard OC.
Boom.
Yep.
Now, what happens is, for some reason, like when your body, right, when you've increased a bunch of energy,
yep,
and then all of a sudden you take it down drastically.
Oh, man. The crash is real.
Yeah, so.
The crash is real.
So I woke up this morning, I'm like,
right. You had no fuel.
Zero.
Oh, my gosh.
And I go to workouts.
Oh.
So I do my VersaClimber, and then it's a boxing class at 8 a.m.
You're tripping. Wait, you do the VersaClimber, then the boxing class?
Then the boxing
class.
You're
tripping.
And Jay Bell.
Who do you think you are?
2 minutes in, I'm like, what is going on? I can't breathe. I'm sweating bullets. My joints, my everything is hurting because of all that.
Yeah, it's coming out.
Yes, and I forgot that affects your body like that.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
You can't. We got to be careful.
You got to be careful, man.
Everything you put in.
It sucks, Jason. It absolutely sucks. You can't do the things you... Oh, that's over, bro.
You can't have a weekend dedicated to your stomach and then think you're going to bounce back on Monday and be the same dude in the workouts. Like, it's impossible.
Why did your body do that? I don't like this, Jason.
Man, it's so crazy. We got to... Like, I can eat something and... By the way, if it's not good, and say we're even filming something, my brain isn't clicking the same way.
It's crazy.
It just when did that happen? Like, why don't I think, Simon, this podcast has to be, this weekend was a big weekend for my stomach.
It was a big weekend for my stomach.
I mean, that's because people understand that. Oh, yeah. I mean, I think everybody understands that.
Oh, my God.
You come into Monday, and you literally can't bounce back till Wednesday.
It sucks.
And it's like the small things. Like for me, I removed high amounts of alcohol, right? Mm-hmm. I can't bounce back. I'll stop that. And you think that's the solution. But that's not. Mm-mm. It's what you eat.
It's what you eat.
And if you work out too much,
yep,
you like, I'm dead. It's like, if crazy. I learned anything from Strictly, it was like, yo, I got to keep a governor on this body. Because if I push it, the bounce back, man, my knees still hurt.
It sucks, bro.
My knees still hurt.
But you know what, though? There can really be few things in life more pleasurable than just dedicating a weekend to your stomach.
Nothing.
Whew.
It's
so much fun.
It's worth every second. We's talking about it like we got a problem.
So much
but guess
fun.
What? I'm going to do it again.
Oh,
I'm going
to
do it again.
Why is food so good?
Thanksgiving Thursday.
Why is food so good?
Because it makes you feel good. It's, all right, think about the reward system. I mean, for us to survive, we have to want the food, right? Mm-hmm. The food is our energy. There has to be some element of joy, or else we're not going to go out there and hunt down animals.
That's true.
You know, it's the same way on another subject. We procreate. If it wasn't good, you'd be like, man, these kids are expensive. This is hard.
I gotta
carry this kid around while I'm fighting off bears. But there's always got to be a reward system to all these decisions we make. And I think that we are, even though we've advanced as a society, I mean, we don't have an extra finger yet. So we're still the same humans that we were, I don't know how many years ago, definitely longer than the queen can trace her heritage. You know, can I tell you something that happened to me?
Please.
Just to change gears. You got to be lucky whose car you get into.
Okay.
Okay. So I get into a car.
Yep.
Get into it on my way over here.
Taxi.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Shout out to being able to get into a taxi, by the way, because it's a privilege.
Yeah.
Guy gets in. He just wasn't really happy about me.
You felt his energy.
I felt his energy. He wasn't happy with me as a passenger.
Okay. just instantly.
Instantly.
Okay.
And I think it was, I was a couple minutes late.
Yeah.
And then there was a street, and I was trying to say, hey, come on this side of the street. Got this bag, don't want to cross, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So it was a face-off as I
acrimonious.
Got it. Yeah.
Instance.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was cool. Mm-hmm. Everything was chill. In the car. He looks at me, looking at me. And he comments on, I couldn't park here. He had a problem. But I was taking
it. You're speaking with aggression.
He had a problem. Okay. And I was like, I get it. The man has a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to do with me. It's cool. The man deserves the right to have a problem.
Yep.
But he sees I'm not reacting to his problem. I'm not engaging in his
That
chaos.
Makes people angry.
It makes them angry.
Right.
Everything I'm saying is, yeah, I understand. Yep, I'm just thankful that I don't, you know, I've got an opportunity to go to work. Right? Boom. So he sees I'm not going down this dark alley with him. So he goes, hey, aren't you that former NFL player?
Oh, God.
I said, yes. He goes, yeah, you didn't do too good on Strictly, did you? He took every shot he could at me.
Why?
And the fact that I did not respond to his chaos, he had to take the final shot.
He went for the low blow.
He went for the low blow. He knew exactly what he was going to say. Hey, he built me up. Hey, aren't you? Hey. Like, I thought we were going to have an enlightening conversation. You didn't do too well, did you? You know what my response was? Some people thought I did.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, because
now he
right.
has me. And his response was, yeah, you're right. And he chilled after that. No problems. The ride was smooth. He just wanted conflict.
Oh, my gosh. J-Rell.
He wanted conflict.
That is incredible.
I wouldn't give it to him.
That is incredible.
So he took a shot at me.
Yeah.
And it almost worked. But I just said, hey, some people thought it was all right.
Yeah. And a lot of people thought it was
And
good.
He just calmed down. Because
yeah.
he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
He knew what he was doing.
I like that, Jason.
You know, it's
I like that.
I'll say one thing about, and I won't, I'm talking about Strictly Live because it was a significant moment in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it did teach me how to deal with a lot of adversity.
Yeah.
And now I carry that on in my life. And it's just like, you know what? Control what you can control.
Mm-hmm.
Relax.
Mm-hmm.
And don't let people knock you off.
Jason, listen, J-Bo.
Don't let them.
There's a whole lot of good people in this world.
A ton.
Right?
A lot.
There's a lot of angry people.
I know.
Bitter.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. And they take it out on you. I remember we was having this conversation in the green room. This was last week.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking to Dan.
Shout
out to Dan Walker. Incredible.
Incredible
guy. And when Dan announced doing the NFL
show. Yep.
There was a lot of positive comments.
Yep. Ton.
A lot of really nice things people were saying, wishing him luck. And then you had this vitriol from some people.
Yeah.
Right? And in my head, I guess maybe because I've been so used to seeing stuff like that for so long, the way I chose to think about it is, as a person, right? If I see something somebody's doing well, I comment on that.
Yes.
If I don't know the person.
Right.
Right? You know, I'm like, oh, man, that guy did incredible. This guy did this. But if I saw something that somebody wasn't doing well that I didn't know, right?
Right.
I'm not going to take the time out of my life
No.
You are bleep.
Yeah.
You need to go back to blah, 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 blah. And so when I think about the type of person.
Yes.
Right? Who would, doesn't know you, knows nothing about you, but would take time out of their day to write negative comments and post about you, I'm like, I don't think I know too many people who would do that.
Right.
So should I now take this person serious? Should I now take offense
right.
to some random person who I don't know who took time out of their day to write negative comments and insult me? Am I now going to take this as, you know, the Lord's word, and now I'm going to be like, oh, my God, I can't believe right. this. But
yeah,
you got to ignore these type of people.
It's true.
You have to.
It's true.
Because who would do that?
It's the person, if you're having a conversation, a debate, a discussion, whatever, and you're having that dialogue. You don't have to agree, but you're having dialogue. And somebody in the corner goes, bah, 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 bah. It's like, that person wanted to be heard.
Yeah, that's
you know,
it.
That person wanted to be heard. And it's easy, right? It's easy to come in and throw out your opinion like it's fact or make a lot of noise or be angry. And you're right. I think that's what limits real discussion, real debate, real objectivity, because some people just want to yell.
Yeah.
And, you know, people yell over the keyboard. You know, what, and they have the right to do that.
Man.
But you have the right, and I agree with you wholeheartedly to say, man, I don't know why you would take your time doing that. Like, I would take that time to read and research what the discussion is, mm-hmm. to have, you know, to formulate whatever I thought opinion-wise, or if I thought something wasn't right, the one thing I would do is just stop watching it. Because that's where the real power is.
Mm-hmm.
The real power is going silent.
Ignore that.
Yeah, the real power is be like, well, I'm not going to give them my money and or my time.
Yeah.
Because that's the power. I mean, you have shows. You have people on television. Their whole objective is to say things to make people react because, mm-hmm. you know, that's how you get numbers.
Yeah. I'll give you a trick.
Give me a trick. I need it. I'm telling you.
Yeah, write this down. This is the trick.
I got my notepad.
Whenever you're on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
right,
mm-hmm.
and somebody posts something negative about you, mm-hmm. right, or says something, like it.
I didn't know you.
J-Bell, I have never seen...
Oh my gosh.
Those, you know, I have never seen them go silent like when you like.
Done.
I hate. Finished. Finished.
Finished them.
Huh.
I've been heard.
I didn't expect this, and.
There it is.
There it is.
Oh my gosh.
They don't say nothing else, bro.
Oh my
just
goodness.
Like it.
I love this.
I promise you.
I didn't.
The next time you see it, just. Hit the like button.
I'm going to tell you right now, we need to have a conference on Zoom with the NFL and all the rookies. You
Bro.
Need to – this is – you know, I'm just saying that.
It's a mind game, man.
This is – man, this is the stuff you need to know. And they have to deal with it. Young athletes now in the environment we are with social media have to deal with so much more because people have instant access to them.
Yep.
Entertainment, media, politics, whatever. If you are on a stage where people see you – and feel like they can have, they have ownership in what you say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they feel like you know, we own you.
Yeah.
You need to understand how to combat that.
Yep.
And that was amazing advice.
I promise you, man.
Amazing advice.
Just hit that like button.
Boom. I will say this, OC, and you've taught me a lot. You have been very famous for a long time because of your production on the field. And just because you're on an NFL team, now it's different, but when I was playing, I mean, they knew about five guys on the team.
Mm.
Everybody knew about five guys on the team nationally. The rest of us, we were locally known and whatever, but it wasn't the same as it is now. And your perception of how to deal with all of this noise has been honed in over many years.
For a long time.
Well-developed, and it's really helped guide us and guide me especially, but I just see that's great advice, and I'm dead serious, man. We need to find a way
just
to talk
do
to
it.
These young
I'm telling
kids.
You, Jason.
That is amazing.
Just next time you see that, like it.
Just get them off
happens.
You.
Bro, they won't say nothing. No more. Never again.
I got somebody that you need to talk to about this.
Okay.
That needs to do the same thing you just said, and we've discussed this.
Mm-hmm.
What does Tua need to do? Does Tua need to start liking stuff? Because, once again, how do we say Ostradamus?
Ostradamus.
Ostradamus said, man, this is going to happen. This guy, it's a humbling game.
Yeah.
I'm not wishing anything. I've just been around. I've seen it. Now, we can discuss should he have been set down.
Yep.
Because I don't think he should have.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, he needs to have a game plan on how to deal with this.
Yeah.
And I think that's more important than discussing what happened. I don't think he should have been set down. I think he should have been able to play that out.
Mm-hmm.
But Brian Flores, I would say, is much smarter at understanding his team than I will ever be, right?
Mm-hmm.
And probably football in general.
Yeah.
I love head coach Brian Flores.
Yes.
Okay, so I can have an opinion, but I cannot fight what the man has done.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to Tua in this situation?
Okay.
OC works for the Dolphins.
Yeah.
He's the guy. He's mm-hmm. guiding these players. You got to go sit in front of him, socially distanced, at his locker.
Yeah.
What do you say to him in this situation and climate?
Yeah. First of all, I think in relation to let's just get to the first question first. Should Brian Flores have benched him or not?
Yeah.
I feel like the same, you know, leeway that we allowed for Brian Flores to bench Fitzpatrick, who's playing well, to put in Tour. He did that. We're like, eh. And then, you know, Tour reels off three straight victories, and everybody's like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. And so now this happened, and you bench him. So he's the head coach. We just have to assume that he made the right decision for his football team.
Yes.
Now, here's what I do know about Brian Flores. He reminds me a lot of Mike Tomlin.
Yes,
not in the fact of, oh, because they're both black. No, these guys are leaders.
Yes, they are.
Right?
They're leaders. Leaders of men.
Leaders of men, right? And he approaches things with a no-nonsense, you know.
And women, sorry. Leaders of men and women.
Yeah, no-nonsense approach. And here's what I think happened, right? I think when Tua made those comments, Brian Flores has been in the NFL for a long period of time as a coach.
He worked
his way up, right?
Yep.
And anybody who's done that has a very healthy respect for the game.
Spot on.
Very healthy respect.
Yes.
You understand.
Yes.
What is going on here?
And it's
right.
Yes. Yep.
It's tough.
tough.
It's tough.
Yes, it is.
We've seen the greatest quarterbacks in history get humbled.
Yeah.
It happens. It's happened to every last one of them. It is
either in the beginning or in the end or in the middle.
It's going to happen.
Yes.
It's 100%.
True.
Never failed.
Never.
Right?
100%. You're right.
So this man comes out. Things are going
good.
Pretty good for him.
He's got three wins for his three starts.
And he comes out and he makes a statement like that, right? And lo and behold, he has to go see Denver with Vic Fangio.
Who's rookie quarterback?
What are you talking about?
I'm going to make this hard on you.
What are you talking about? So what does Fangio do? Fangio starts with the, disguising coverage, stunts, and you know, just
take away all the short, quick routes because that's what he wanted to do.
Finished him off,
right?
They sacked him six times, hit him a bunch more.
Finish him.
He was awful. He was awful, right? So now Flores is watching this, and Flores is like, you need to learn a lesson here, buddy. You got to learn a lesson. You have to respect the game.
Yes.
You must respect the game.
Yes.
You must. You can't beat it.
Yes.
Nobody has defeated this game yet.
Mm-hmm.
Can't beat it. You must respect it. Mm. And so now you've come out, you said this. Now I'm going to teach you a lesson here, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't respect the game. You're playing like trash. Sit down. You're not bigger than the game. In goes Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick played pretty well.
He almost made. If there wasn't a couple of plays, he almost pulled that off.
And so now, young Tour, you said that. You've made that mistake. You learned from it. I got to be honest with you. I didn't think it was going to happen the very next week.
I know. Me neither, man.
I didn't think it was going to happen the next week. But, I mean, you've learned your lesson.
Yeah.
I guarantee you he won't say nothing like that ever again in his life.
No.
He'll never say nothing like that again.
You say something that sparked something in my thought process, which is, okay, we talk about Brian Flores in the best of terms as a leader. You have an opportunity to show your team that it is about the team. No one is bigger than the team. And now you and I both know quarterbacks get treated different in this league, especially when you're trying to develop them for the future. They get all the breaks because you don't want to mess with their psyche, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to mess with how they feel about their skill sets. But he said, I'm going to take him out on a play where it looks like he gets hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of give him that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm showing my team it is about the team.
Yep.
Because the one thing I can't fake is how those people in that locker room view me. And he knows that. So when I think back to, I don't think he should have got pulled, but when I look at who he is as a head coach, I'd have to agree with you that he's doing this because he's building a culture. And it's already working. I mean, he's changed what this team is.
Yep.
So, you know, I heard stories when I got into Dallas about how Jimmy Johnson, when he was the coach there, I remember Michael Irvin talking about this, and everybody each summer was competing for their job.
Yep.
He said every year it was like they some fast new rookie receiver. They were like, man, Mike, we got to get this dude on the field.
Yeah.
Michael Irvin, the best. Mm-hmm. When I first – I remember talking to Emmitt Smith before practice one time, and we had a big old whirlpool, and it was just me and Emmitt. Now, this is Emmitt Smith, the all-time rushing leader. All he talked to me about is when they brought in a running back to take his position because he was coming up to a contract dispute. That's what Emmitt Smith was talking about.
Yeah.
Because he remembered that. Mm-hmm. He remembered that battle, that challenge. So every year he went in with that mentality. You said the same thing with your career when you balled.
Yep.
So now Brian Flores has actually helped this kid.
100%. I believe so.
I just talked my way into thinking how you do.
Yeah.
One quick thing, OC, I want to know what you think about Burrow. We're Burrow believers. We love him. He gets injured. Tragic. One thing I want to say on that is we were talking earlier this year, the one thing they needed to do was protect him.
Yeah.
It's a line he was getting hit a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He will bounce back. I want to say one thing I noticed. When he got off that field, I hate to say this about their team, but I'm saying it in a positive way. It was like they just quit.
Yeah.
Because they got – that's their dude.
Yeah.
They couldn't bounce back from that because – they care that much about him, and that's great for them going in the future.
Yeah.
He gets healed up. They fix that offensive line. They build that team around him. You hate to see that, but this dude is going to be something special.
Yeah, I mean, great football player. There's players like that in the NFL where when something happens to them, it's very few, too.
Yeah.
Very few players like
this.
When something happens to them, it's like the air gets let out of – the whole franchise, everything just collapses, right? Yeah. And he has done that as a rookie.
Crazy.
And the amount of respect that he has garnered is bigger than football to me. Yeah. I think this is more than just him as a football player. This is him as a person.
Yes.
People respect this guy. And his ability, rookie of the year. This guy was on pace to be rookie. Well,
He would have been rookie of the year.
Though. Him and Herbert, I don't know.
Herbert's coming on late, but I think –
Herbert's been balling since
Herbert
been
is balling. But because he didn't start the season, even though it was early, Herbert's the man.
Herbert's
getting it now.
Yeah. It was 1A, 1B.
Yeah. It was 1A, 1B for sure.
And deservedly so. Yeah. So he's going to come back. But the one thing that I don't like and the thing that I feel bad for him and that franchise is – he comes back. What are we in? What are we in November now?
Mm-hmm.
Right. He comes back. Usually takes like a year to fully recover from.
Yeah. Till you start feeling. Yeah. He can get back on the field this summer. And
yeah,
stuff, but
like feeling right.
Yeah, you know better than anybody. Yeah.
And so now it's almost like this franchise has been set back this year and next year.
Yeah, because they're gonna have to be very careful with him.
Yeah.
In the preseason and all that, which you need him on the field getting reps.
Yeah. And so I hate that for him. I hate that for this franchise because we're gonna be denied his true brilliance.
Right.
Up until 2022. And, you know, I think that's unfortunate, but, you know, these are the breaks of the NFL.
This is what they gotta go and fix in the offseason, invest in protecting him.
Yeah.
So when he does get out there, it can be kind of what you see Tampa do. When they throw the ball deep, they're putting everybody in the block.
Yeah.
They are not letting you tee off on Tom Brady if he's going to have to sit back there for a while. And they're going to have to do that. But, you know, he's young, and like you said, it's going to take a while. But they got time.
Yep.
He's a young player. One thing about that, and we'll move on, is to questions and reviews because I like those, is you said something about it being bigger than football with leadership. And I hear a lot of people – leadership is like the new buzzword, right? Everybody, let's talk about leadership. Let's go into it because it's important.
Mm-hmm.
It's something we've addressed our whole life. And there's one thing about being on the field or in the locker room, but really being on the field.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who in your organization you is chosen as a leader.
Mm-hmm.
We, the people, choose the leader.
Yep.
We, the people, follow who we're going to follow.
Yep.
And it isn't the loudest person. It isn't the person with the title.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't the person with the speeches. It's the person, and when their talk is heard because they listen.
Yep.
And because of what they do with their actions.
Yep.
Done. If you want to be a leader or you want to know who to follow, look for those things.
Yeah.
We'll never lead you wrong.
100%.
Never lead you wrong. And if you ask them a question because you want to get better or you want to know something, they've been listening so much, they will hear your question and actually answer it, OC. Mm-hmm. They will actually answer your question because they are listen first person.
Yep.
And that's leadership. To all these people out here trying to talk about what leadership is, just
they don't know, Jason.
Look for those that listen.
Yeah. That's great that you said that, man. It really is. There's so much nonsense, man, in, you know, organizations or the corporate world. Oh, we look this, we want this, blah, blah, blah. Do people listen to this person?
Right.
Will they follow this person? Do they believe in this person? You can hire for all the other nonsense. Mm-hmm. You need leaders.
You need leaders. You need real leaders that really care about leadership.
Yep.
Man, like President Obama's foundation is all about finding the new leaders because he understands the void.
Mm-hmm.
It's everywhere. Everywhere. Shout out to those young leaders. Don't let anyone knock you off your path, and you lead the way you want to lead and do what's important to you. Because I'm telling you, these other people will tell you things. Don't follow them.
Don't follow.
Man, we got these new little pad things Simon gave me. They're not dated back in the 80s.
It's cute.
This is good, yeah. So thank you, Simon. Appreciate it. Chris Thomas.
Okay.
Chris Thomas. He has a question for us, OC.
Okay.
Can the Steelers be the first team to go undefeated since the 1972 Miami Dolphins?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome podcast. Love listening to you guys. What's your thoughts, OC?
Shout out to Chris. Shout out to you, Chris. Ostradamus is going to strike again.
Ooh. Tell me.
The Pittsburgh Steelers, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yep.
And I don't care that Chris is looking at me right now.
Yep. Our Chris.
Yeah, our Chris.
Behind the camera.
I don't care about
socially
that.
Socially distanced. Yeah. But the hate is real.
Yeah, I don't care.
Because he's a Steelers fan.
He sees the daggers.
Yeah.
I don't care about that.
You're not scared of that.
Pittsburgh Steelers do not pass my smell test.
Oh.
They just don't.
Okay.
They don't pass my smell test.
Why is this?
They're winning games. You can only beat who they put in front of you, right?
Yep.
They have played this year the easiest schedule in the NFL so far.
Mm-hmm.
This is not just me hypothesizing. Mm-hmm. This is a fact.
This is data. this is strength of schedule data.
This is a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Easiest schedule so far.
Mm-hmm.
When I watch them play, they're 10-0. Mm. No disrespect to Mike Tomlin. No disrespect to this man. Fantastic football coach.
We just pubbed him up. We believe in him.
I do believe in this guy. I'll run through a brick wall for this guy.
He's that dude.
But the team, they're winning, but I'm like, I don't know.
You're not sold. You're not sold.
I feel like, you know, there are teams that you feel like, okay, so for instance, let's talk about the Kansas City Chiefs, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they may be one other team in the NFL that can beat them.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And it might have been the team they just played.
Right. Right.
That's built to beat them.
Yeah. But I feel like with the Pittsburgh Steelers, there's like eight teams that can beat Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean? There's literally like eight teams right now that if they go play Pittsburgh, it can go either way.
But
so
they don't have to – yeah. Do you think they can win out their schedule?
I don't think that
– it's hard to.
Even if they do win out their schedule, I hope they don't win out their schedule, because if they do win out their schedule – that's the team that'll get beat the first round of the playoffs.
Right, yeah.
That's the team that'll get beat. I hope that for them, for their sake, because I like Pittsburgh, I hope that they lose a game or two to kind of like, you know.
To see what their problems
are.
You don't see them when you're winning.
You don't
it's
really
too hard
see them
to
when you're winning. So I hope they lose like a game or two, and then they'll go further.
I'm with you.
In the playoffs, because if they go into the playoffs undefeated, first week, the first game they play, they're going to get knocked out.
I'm with you. They can't beat Kansas City.
Nope.
I mean, not in my.
I don't think they can beat New Orleans if they play them.
I don't think they can beat New Orleans right now. But they are good on defense.
I think the Raiders can give them like a run for their money.
Raiders are built for that. Raiders have built, man, I'm telling you.
Good football team.
And Gruden has turned Derek Carr into himself.
What?
He is, man, Derek Carr got an attitude now.
It's crazy.
He got an attitude.
It's crazy.
Man, great question, Chris, because it sparked a lot of thoughts.
And shout out to
our Chris over here is angry.
He's very, very angry.
But it's, we got to say what we believe. Craig.
Angry. Oh, Craig. Which Craig?
He just said Craig.
Is it Craig or Craig?
Oh, Craig, we got something for you. In a year's time, will the AFC North be the new NFC West, the best, most competitive division in football? Both divisions, the only ones with three teams with winning records, but the Bengals will improve. But Bengals will improve. Simon can't write.
It's a very tough – It's right now it's a tough division.
Very tough.
Very tough. Good football teams there.
I agree with this.
Ravens might not make the playoffs this year. How crazy is that?
They're fighting for their playoff life. The team that was the number one offensive football last year is fighting for their playoff life.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So very good, tough, hard-nosed. But they've been like that. You know, Pittsburgh, Baltimore. That's been a rough division for a while now. And I think it's going to continue. With the emergence of Burrow.
Yep.
They're gonna
you got quarterbacks in there.
Yeah.
You know, different styles. Yep. All these dudes are different styles. I mean, the Browns are just based on their running game. It's about
seven
them two.
Three.
It's They're all about them running backs.
Three.
Man.
Seven and three.
Chubb and Kareem Hunt, it is their show.
Ridiculous.
Done.
Ridiculous.
I mean, it's and when they're healthy on defense, they got players.
Yep.
So, yeah, I like that, and I agree with that, Craig. We agree with that, Craig, obviously.
That Craig. Not Craig.
Ooh, you're going to like this. We got a review.
Mm-hmm.
A review from Chunky
LaFunga.
From Chunky LaFunga. We have a review, OC,
Chunky.
From Chunky LaFunga.
That was me after my weekend.
That was your week.
Yeah,
Chunky LaFunga understands what you just went through.
Yeah.
Five stars.
Ooh.
Yeah. Compels the listener to explore where no sports podcast has ever gone before.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking glass ceiling after ceiling, week after week, lowers the ladder of truth for us all to climb. Live your life, O!
He said live your life.
Let me tell you about this
review.
You
got to end with the live your life.
This is an unbelievable review.
It's really nice.
And I'm going to tell you something.
Chunky.
These reviews describe what we're doing better than I could ever try to. Yeah. OC would come up with something like this. I wouldn't. We really appreciate this.
This is good.
This is amazing.
We really appreciate it.
We're going to end on that.
Yeah.
Shout out. Live your life, O!
Chunky.
That was a good
Chunky LaFunga.
Forgive me for being myself. Forgive me for being myself. I want the money, the power, the dollar, and all of the riches and wealth. Being broke is bad for my health. Being broke is bad for my health. I want the money, the power, the dollar, and all of the riches and wealth. Forgive me for being myself. Forgive me for being myself. I want the money, the power, the dollar, and all of the riches and wealth. Being broke is bad for my health. Being broke is bad for my health. I want the money, the power, the dollar, and all of the riches and wealth. February the 8th, the deadly mistake. Fatal decisions that left me to make. Saddened the Lord took my blessings away. Fathomed the good life to the house of pain. They locked the locks, couldn't stop the clock. Story of my life for a couple months. I should have known who not to trust. If life is a journey, then what is the cost? Forgive me for being myself. Forgive me for being myself. I want the money, the power, the dollar.